You are listening to the book Messenger of Peace, written by Amir-e-Sunni Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Shakir Ali Nuri.
The Declaration of Prophethood. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the age of 40, his life began to transform. He preferred isolation rather than staying with people. He became passionate to stay in seclusion and engage in worship. He was found to be submerged in deep reflection about the signs of the Creator and His creation. He started to see dreams which turned true. There was a cave on a mountain at a distance of about 3 miles from Makkah called Hira on Mount Nur. He took some provisions and started to live there for days in the cave on top of the mountain. From there, he would cool his eyes with the blessed sight of the Holy Kaaba and simultaneously worship Allah Almighty. It was as if he was lost in the manifestation of Allah Almighty. He worshipped upon the principles he inherited from the religion of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam or other prophets and whatever he thought was good. When the provisions ran out, or when he felt the need to see his family, he would come down the mountain, visit his family, and return back to the cave with some more provisions. It is recorded in some narrations that right from the beginning, it was the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to visit the mountain of Hira once every year for 10 days. Commencement of Divine Revelation. As we have seen that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was already being prepared for the Divine Revelation through his extensive worship in seclusion. Suddenly, one day, he saw the angel Jibril alayhi salam, who said, "Ya Muhammad, I am Jibril. I have been sent down by Allah Almighty. You are the Prophet of Allah towards the world. Invite the jinns and humans towards the message of La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah." Then Jibril alayhi salam embraced the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with full might before releasing him. He then urged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Iqra, read." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "I am not a reader." Then Jibril alayhi salam again embraced him with the same might and power and repeated his request, "Iqra." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again replied, "I am not a reader." Hazrat Jibril once again embraced with that same power and said,
"Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min 'alaq. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم."
"Read with the name of your Lord who created man from a clot. Read, and our Lord only is the most beneficent, the one who taught to write with the pen, the one who taught man all what he did not know."
The reason why Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam embraced the Prophet, peace be upon him, was to instill the divine power in the heart of the Holy Prophet to take extreme pressure of this divine revelation. It was also to purify the heart of the Prophet, peace be upon him, so that nothing could remain in it but Allah. Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam then stamped his foot on the ground and a steam oozed out. Then he performed ablution with that water. In this way, he even showed the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in performing such ablution, which the Prophet did. Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam then moved forward and led the prayer of 2 rakat. He then turned towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "This is how you make ablution and pray namaz." He then returned to the heavens and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to Makkah. Why did the Prophet, peace be upon him, decline to read? As we have seen, that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, declined the first two requests by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam to read. This is because he was so engrossed in the worship of Allah that he did not want to be interrupted by anyone. Then finally, when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam requested to read in the name of the same Lord that he was worshipping, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had then agreed to read. Returning to Makkah, all the plants and mountains were now proclaiming, "As-salam ya Rasulullah." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a state of extreme apprehension. His heart and body were shaking and with anxiety. This was because of what he had just witnessed and the overwhelming power of this divine revelation. When he reached home, he asked his blessed wife, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, to put a shawl over him. Hazrat Khadija did so and splatted some cold water on his face in order to comfort him. He narrated the whole incident and confided, "I am fearful that I will fall into some difficulty." Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha reassuringly said, "Don't be grieved, but be pleased. Your Lord will neither put you in any difficulty. Indeed, Allah Almighty will be good to you, as you are good to others. You are the one who strengthens ties with families and friends. You take care of your household. You are devoted to Allah. You are very hospitable to guests. You help the poor and the needy and assist the disadvantaged. You behave in an exceptional way with everyone. You are the truthful. You assist the people in truth and save them from evil. You give refuge to the orphans. You are the most truthful and trustworthy."
Quran mein ye padha hai, pyare aqa ka rutba bada hai. Humne Quran mein ye padha hai, pyare aqa ka rutba bada hai. Baaghe jannat ho ya arshi aazam, har jagah unka jhanda gada hai. Baaghe jannat ho ya arshi aazam, har jagah unka jhanda gada hai. Hai karam mujh pe shaahe zaman ka, naam lewa hu main panjatan ka. Hai karam mujh pe shaahe zaman ka, naam lewa hu main panjatan ka. Rang laayi hai meri wafaaye, rang laayi hai meri wafaaye. Mustafa mere haajat rawa hai, humne Quran mein ye padha hai. Pyare aqa ka rutba bada hai, baaghe jannat ho ya arshi aazam, har jagah unka jhanda gada.